You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. A Connecticut bill would keep police from pulling over drivers for minor offenses. Fairfield County has the worst air pollution on the East Coast, according to a new report. Officials have discovered cancer-causing groundwater contamination in West Islip. And how to be a little more eco-friendly as a renter. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut lawmakers are considering whether police should be able to pull over drivers for what's called secondary violations. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more on a bill waiting for a vote in the State House of Representatives.
Secondary violations are things like broken headlights, unlit license plates, and dark-tinted windows. Representative Steve Stafstrom is chair of the Judiciary Committee. He says the police should be focused on serious driving offenses.
Police officers shouldn't be wasting their time pulling someone over for those type of very minor offenses when we'd rather have them focus on pulling folks over for driving under the influence or driving recklessly out of control. That's what this bill is about.
The bill's supporters, including the Connecticut ACLU, say traffic stops for those minor violations can lead to the over-policing of black and brown drivers. If passed, it will take effect on October 1st. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
A state of the air report from the American Lung Association finds the Long Island Sound region has some of the worst ozone pollution in the United States. And it's actually been that way for the last few years. Fairfield County has the most polluted air on the East Coast, according to the report. Michael Silback is with the association. He says fixing this will take more than just state legislation.
A federal Clean Air Act is the other side of this, so that we can make sure that pollution that's being created elsewhere is reduced, and so that we're not becoming, you know, sometimes some people say that our region is the tailpipe of the nation.
The association says weather patterns carry air pollution from other parts of the country, and a lot of that settles over both sides of Long Island Sound. More than 180 trees were illegally removed from Governor Lamont's Greenwich home as well as a neighbor's private land back in November, according to the town's Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Agency. They have since issued violations for the unauthorized removal, and potential fines will be discussed at a special wetland meeting next week. Homes and apartment buildings are some of the largest greenhouse gas emitters in our region. A look at how renters can help cut back is coming up. First, a message from our supporter.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group, HartfordHealthcare.org.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos has ended his independent run for Congress in New York's 1st District. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports Santos failed to raise money for his campaign.
Santos announced this week on X, formerly known as Twitter, that he is abandoning his bid to unseat 1st District Republican Representative Nick LaLota. He said he's doing it to keep the seat Republican. Santos represented New York's 3rd District covering part of Long Island and Queens from January to December 2023. He was expelled from Congress for alleged campaign finance fraud. Santos pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges related to his 2022 campaign. His trial is scheduled to start in September. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Connecticut is leading a national push to curb junk fees, according to Governor Lamont. He spoke at an event held by the White House today to highlight the state's efforts to get rid of hidden costs on purchases like plane and concert tickets.
I like an informed consumer. I want them to know where they get the best value. That's how the market works really well. You can shop for value. You know it's going to cost. You know if it's going to meet your needs.
The event highlighted efforts to get rid of the fees from around the country. A bill in the Connecticut legislature would require the fees to be disclosed on the original price tag and not at checkout. Similar federal legislation was proposed by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, also from Connecticut. Harmful carcinogens have been found near West Islip on Long Island. This comes 4 years after a state cleanup of a former factory site. High levels of cancer-causing cadmium were found in the groundwater and surface water near Willits Creek. The Suffolk County Water Authority says public drinking water is unaffected. Federal officials determined the cause of an emergency plane landing on the Southern State Parkway from back in February. A student pilot had failed to alternate between fuel tanks, which caused the engine to stop responding. Their instructor took over to land the plane. No injuries were reported from the plane or on the parkway. Homes and buildings are the second biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions across New England, and a lot of people living in that housing are renters. They're more likely to have higher energy costs and lower incomes. As part of an Earth Day series from the New England News Collaborative, Abigail Giles looks at how renters can reduce their emissions.
You want me to close this?
Yes, please, if you could.
Yeah, totally.
Connor rents an apartment in an old house in the village of Pittsford, Vermont, with his girlfriend.
Yeah, we're in a small multifamily apartment, which has been great so far. There's, I guess, two bedrooms here with one bathroom, and it's a top-level unit.
And while he says he has great landlords, he asked that we just use his first name. He grew up in the area and just recently moved back to central Vermont. He's hoping to stay, but living here has been more expensive than he expected, partly because, like a lot of people renting in rural New England, he heats with fuel oil.
You truly never know how much it's going to cost, and if some people, if you're relying on paycheck to paycheck and you don't know if it's going to be a brutal winter or if it's going to be a warm winter, and just not being able to plan for any of those expenses can definitely be tough.
In Vermont, rentals account for about a quarter of the housing units, and it's common for renters to pay their own energy bills. Colin Netsley used to rent an old house in northern Vermont that was heated with fuel oil, too. On one particularly cold winter, heating fuel cost him more than $400 a month, and that's on top of rent. A nonprofit helped him get window inserts, and the change was noticeable.
There's a big difference between not feeling any draft and, you know, being bundled up in the armchair, trying to read your book, but the arm that's exposed is covered in goosebumps, and your hair is shifting in the slight breeze that the window is just letting through.
A big part of the problem for renters is something experts call the split incentive.
So the split incentive means that if the renter is paying the utility bills, the landlord has no incentive of investing and paying for the improvements that would save the renter utility bills.
That's Carlos Martin, who studies climate change and housing at Harvard. He says if landlords pay the utility bills,
the landlord has an incentive to make improvements, but the resulting effects on the renter could be higher rents.
And he says renters are already dealing with a lot. They're more likely to have less income, to be people of color, and they're more vulnerable than homeowners to displacement and other impacts of climate change. Lauren Wentz is with Efficiency Vermont. They offer things like LED light bulbs, better shower heads, and more efficient appliances for renters and landlords. And she says the small stuff like this, like turning your thermostat down at night, it really does add up. Plus, you don't need your landlord's permission to do it.
Sometimes the kind of low-hanging fruit, if you will, is still really critical to renters because the appetite or desire to do more, the how much renters feel like they have the agency and ability to improve their apartment or where they live is really tricky.
This summer, they hope to roll out a new pilot program specifically for renters to provide rebates for portable heat pumps that slide right into a window. But what often makes the biggest difference on a person's bill are bigger projects, like adding insulation and replacing windows. Vermont has programs that help landlords do these projects for free if they have low-income tenants. Pandemic-era federal spending brought historic funding for this sort of work, and the Inflation Reduction Act is expected to bring tens of millions to in Vermont, to weatherize homes and help people electrify. Some landlords are already doing projects using those federal funds. Teresa Shamsuddin Rogers and her husband replaced windows and doors and added insulation to the basement apartment they plan to rent out below their central Vermont home. They're also installing solar panels on their roof. They weren't able to get all of the appliances they wanted, in part because some of the ones that qualified for rebates are not accessible for people who are blind, like Teresa's husband.
For us, the concern about the environment is a large one. But as with all people, we have limited funds, so we had to make some decisions that we really didn't like.
But she's glad that all the resources she's able to access to improve her home and lower her emissions will help her renter too. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Abigail Giles.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or stream anytime you like with the WSHU app or on our website, wshu.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, they're all made possible thanks to generous support from our listeners. So if you like what you hear, you've been listening for a long time now, please consider making a donation to WSHU. All the info on how to do that is there for you on our website. There's a little donate button up at the top. You can't miss it. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.